talks at the World Conference Against Racism are not going well. Delegates worked unsuccessfully into the night to move the European Union and the African bloc to a compromise on redress for slavery and colonialism. With less than 48 hours before the scheduled close of the UN meeting, the EU also is in dispute with Arab states over language covering the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Failure to resolve that question threatens to derail efforts to agree on a global plan to combat racism. NPR's Julie McCarthy is covering the Durban conference. Is this meeting about to collapse?
Well, Bob, there's a sinking mood here, and a blame game is on over who's responsible for the conference now at the edge of a cliff. They're running out of time to solve what are some of the most delicate questions on discrimination, historic wrongs, and the Middle East. The scheduled close is Friday night, and these big issues aren't any closer to being resolved today than they were coming into the conference last Friday. Issues like reparations may be even more problematic than they were when the meeting began. After working through the night, the EU on one side, the Arab states on the other, the delegation struggled for a formula that would end their dispute over the Middle East. South Africa is trying to break the impasse. President Thabo Mbeki returned to Durban last night to try to shore up the process. And I was told to tell the EU they should not quit this conference. That was a live proposition late last night, but they're still here today.
What's the problem over the Middle East?
Well, at the moment, it's looking like a replay of what happened here earlier this week when the U.S. delegation couldn't come to terms with the Arab and Islamic delegations. The fight centers over language that condemns Israel in the draft documents. The U.S. thought the Arab states had ventured into the realm of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism in their proposed text and walked out. But the Zionism as racism language is out. The sticking point now has been over clauses that refer to the Israeli treatment of the Palestinians in the occupied territories as racist. Now, the EU insists on a balanced approach. There's a lot of pressure from countries like Germany to hold a firm line against language that singles Israel out for censure. Israel is the only country mentioned in the drafts. The EU is looking to change the focus here. Everything's been so focused on the Middle East, and it's brought a lot of rancor that it has held other debates ransom, such as the rights of indigenous people, migrants, and India's lower caste.
Yeah, delegates were supposed to deal with the past wrongs of slavery and colonialism. Any progress there?
Well, the EU is adamant that the conference not condemn the slave trade of the past as a crime against humanity. The fear is it would make them vulnerable to litigation. That was the same rationale the U.S. used when it opposed this idea. And aside from the financial implications, some EU states object to the principle of going to court over a practice that ended over 100 years ago. It doesn't want to formally apologize for legal reasons as well. Well, for African countries, that's considered the least that should be done here. Caribbean states are even firmer. They insist that slavery created the very discrimination they live with today, and they want it declared a genocide and a crime against humanity.
Well, they can't agree on the Middle East. They can't agree on slavery. What happens if they don't reach agreement on either one?
Well, there are a number of scenarios. First, the Europeans could still quit. You can't rule out a walkout. Then you've got a domino effect that could come from that. Everybody wanting to distance themselves from what may look like an abject failure of a conference. And then the whole thing collapses. Or the Middle East gets resolved by default. The president of the conference removed all the Middle East language for a fresh start. And it may never return. South African sources say that whole question is now the purview of world capitals. And then you have a third scenario, a watered-down document where highly charged issues like slavery and reparations are deferred to experts for more study. Some countries have called for an eminent persons group to look at these questions some more, pick them up for another day. And that's not unusual in UN conferences like this, Bob, where the issues are so difficult and the differences are so vast.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Durban, South Africa.